Praise the Lord.
Amen.
We have an important subject to cover today, and it's Israel and prophecy. I'm reading from Psalm 83, verse 1 to 4. O God, do not keep silent, do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together against your treasured ones. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. Amen. Today, the whole world is talking about Israel. Israel and Jews have been persecuted since the year 70, when Jerusalem was destroyed. And even in the Old Testament, we read of the Jews having been persecuted. Jews were persecuted in almost every country of the world. The greatest persecution, of course, was the Holocaust, when Hitler decided to destroy all the Jews, to annihilate them, to completely destroy them. And he succeeded with 6 million Jews who were killed. Today we say anti-Semitism is growing massively. I spoke to Israelis, and they say they don't even dare to walk on the streets in Europe because of the hatred that they experience. They are ridiculed. They are verbally accused. They are physically attacked. Israel is one of the smallest countries of the world. So why is there so much hatred towards a country? Why did politicians visit Israel lately, many of them? Why is Israel discussed everywhere? You see, God chose Abraham. Out of all the nations, he chose Abraham to build a people belonging to him. Abraham, he lived about 4,000 years before Jesus. God made a promise to him in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. On that day, the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, to your offspring I give this land, from the river of Egypt to the great river, the river Euphrates. We have got a chart here which shows all the land that was promised to Abraham. It's from the river Nile to the river Euphrates, from the Mediterranean to the Persian Gulf. We have another picture of what that means. Apart from Israel, it's Lebanon, Syria, Iraq, Saudi Arabia, Jordan, part of Egypt, and even a part of Turkey. That is all the land that God promised to Abraham and to his descendants. So that is a promised land, the greater Israel. Apart from Israel, this is what God has promised to Abraham. To understand today's problems in the Middle East, you must have a spiritual mind. Don't listen to what the media says. Don't listen to what you see on TV. Because it is mostly lying. It's fake news. I met a young man in Switzerland. He was from this country. He was not a Jew. He is not Israeli. But he lived with his parents in Israel, and when he came back, he was shocked. He said, of all that you hear on the news, 10% may be true. All the rest is lies, fake news. So real truth you find only in the Bible. Again, I want to read our opening verse once more. O God, do not keep silence. Do not hold your peace or be still, O God. For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their hands. They lay crafty plans against your people. They consult together and against your treasure dwellers. They say, come, let us wipe them out as a nation. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more. This is exactly what Israel experienced on October the 7th with the attack of Hamas. There is an Islamic plan to destroy all the Jews and to destroy the state of Israel. Hamas, Hezbollah, Houthi, Iran, they have one aim, that Israel must be extinguished. A Hamas speaker, leader, he said, my land is from the sea to the river. That is a lie. It's been promised to Abraham. You know what happened on the 7th of October? 1,200 people were massacred and 240 were taken captive. They committed barbarian acts. There's a story of a family, they were all bound together and then burnt alive. Other people, they took out the organs of the body while they were alive. People had to watch how they cut out the eyes of their own children. There's a story of a family of four. They cut out with a knife the eyes of the husband. They cut off the breast of the wife. They chopped off the leg of a small child. And the small boy, they cut off the fingers. And then they killed him. This has happened. They cut off pregnant women, took out the unborn baby and cut off the head. Are you surprised how Israel reacts against Hamas? Things like this has never happened in history, never before. And they have made a 45-minute video which they show to politicians and to journalists, and they all came out of that room totally shocked and weeping. So terrible. Hamas means in Arabic enthusiasm or fighting spirit. We find Hamas even in the Bible, but it has a different meaning. In the Old Hebrew Bible, we find that in Genesis 6:11, when it says, and the earth was corrupt before God, and the earth was filled with violence. And the original, it says, the earth was Hamas. Totally corrupt, totally bad, just evil. The whole earth was Hamas. Another one is Obadiah, chapter 1, verse 10, where it says, For the violence done by thy brother Jacob, shame shall overcome thee, and you shall be cut off forever. And the original says, for Hamas has been done to your brother Jacob. So The Hebrew meaning of Hamas is absolutely evil. An attack against Israel is always an attack against the God of Israel. Israel's enemies are first God's enemies. Our opening verse in verse 2, it says, "For behold, your enemies make an uproar. Those who hate you have raised their heads. They say, 'Come, let us wipe them out as a people. Let the name of Israel be remembered no more.'" The conflict is not about land. The Arabs, they possess 360 times more land than Israel. It's not about injustice. It's not about politics. Middle East conflict is about a purely religious dispute. It's a spiritual fight against God and the plan of salvation. In Genesis 3:15, God said that he will put enmity between Satan and the seed of the woman. What it says here is about the seed of the man, of the Jewish man, Jesus Christ. Remember, Jesus was born as a Jew. He died as a Jew. And he will come again as King of Kings, as a Jew. And he will reign in Jerusalem. In Egypt, Pharaoh wanted to kill all boys, all Jewish boys. On the way through the desert, Amalek wanted to exterminate Israel. Haman, in the book of Esther, he tried to exterminate all the Jews. Hitler, he tried to do it, the same thing. But they all failed and they were killed themselves. Attack against Israel is an attack against the God of Israel. It is confirmed in Zechariah chapter 2 verse 8, "For he who touches you touches the apple of his eye." He who touches you touches the apple of his eye, God's eye. When Islamists fight against Jews, it's about the question, who is the true God? Who is the true God? Of Allah, of Islam, it says that he doesn't have a son. The God of the Bible, you find throughout the Bible, it's about the Son of God. God promised to Abraham and the Israelites that the land belongs to them in eternity. But Islam says the land belongs to Muslims, but that is a lie. It's fake news. The people in the Middle East have joined together against Israel. We can read in, continuing in Psalm 83, verses 5 to 8. "For they conspire with one accord against you, they make a covenant. The tents of Edom and the Ishmaelites, Moab and the Hogrites, Gebal and Ammon and Amalek, Philistia with the inhabitants of Tyre. Ashur also has joined them. They are strong, they are strong arm of the children of Lot." In all of the Old Testament, you never find all these nations coming together as attacking Israel. 1945, the Arab League decided to annihilate the Jewish state. The 10 nations that are mentioned in Psalm 83 are the same that founded the Arab Liga, who fought in every war against Israel. It says Edom, Ammon, and Moab. That is today's Jordan. Hut writes Assyria. Tyrus, Geba is Lebanon. Ishmaelites is Saudi Arabia. Ashur is Iraq. Amalek is Egypt. The Ishmaelites belong to all. To them also belongs Yemen, where the Houthis are fighting against Israel. Philistia belong to Egypt, which is Gaza. What is happening today is the beginning of the birth pains of the end time. They will all fight together against Israel in the last time. We continue with Psalm 83, verses 9 to 12. Do to them as you did to Midian, as to Sisera and Jabin at the river Kishon, who were destroyed at Endor, who became dung for the ground. Make their nobles like Oreb and Seb, all their princes like Seba and Salmunna, who said, let us take possession for ourselves of the pastures of God. David is writing about past victories, what they had in the book of Judges, chapter 4 to chapter 8. Here also is a plan to exterminate Israel through the Midianites. Psalm 83, verse 12, it says, Who said, let us take ourselves in possession the habitations of God. Today, Israel is looking to America and to Europe, and they call them friends. Yet even these friends will desert Israel. Jeremiah 3:23, it says, truly the hills are a delusion. The orgies of the mountains. Truly in the Lord our God is salvation of Israel. And in God alone we trust. Help is only coming from God. Psalm 121 verse 1 and 2 it says, lift up my eyes to the hills. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Look, I lift up my eyes to the hills, to the mountains. Israel, America, the mountains, Europe, the mountains, the mighty ones. But our help is not coming from them. Our help is coming from God. Israel has yet to know that. And indeed, many soldiers are praying before they're fighting. Even on TV, they call to pray. They say pray about this. But they don't know the Savior yet. And Psalm 83, verse 13 to 16. Oh my God, make them like the whirling dust. As stubble before the wind, as a fire that burneth the forest, and as a flame that setteth the mountains on fire. So pursue them with thy tempest, and terrify them with thy storm. Fill their faces with confusion, that they may seek thy name, O Jehovah. The highest aim of this verse is to give honor unto God. We see in the happenings in Israel that the stage is being set. On November 18 last year, Ansatat, which is one of the biggest newspapers, wrote on the front page, 2024 will be a year of hell. Can it get worse? Yes, it can. The Hamburg Weekly, Die Zeit, wrote on 19th of October last year, where will this end? The question is, where will all this end? We read the Bible and we know. We ask our America, Great Britain, Russia, China and others, they have put their forces into the close to Israel. There are 80 warships in front of Israel in the Mediterranean. There are more in the Red Sea. There are more on the other side. We ask ourselves, what is going to happen? And they are talking a lot about the Third World War. Yet, when I read the Bible, I see that the Third World War is going to come, but it will come after the rapture. On 15th November last year, President Erdogan from Turkey, he said, he publicly said, Israel, your end is near. You are on the way out. The Turkish president, he said. So in the north of Russia, north of Israel is Russia, and they have made a pact together with Iran. When we compare the present constellations to Psalm 83, we can understand that the recent developments are indeed serious. Ezekiel chapter 36 and 37 are talking about the restoration of Israel. And Ezekiel 38 and 39 are talking about the destruction of Gog and Magog on the mountains of Israel. I talked about Gog and Magog in the past message when I spoke about Revelation. So it may be possible that the Antichrist makes a pact, a covenant with Israel during that time, which he will break after 3.5 years. David is ending Psalm 83 with verses 17 and 18. Let them be confounded and dismayed forever. Yes, let them be put to shame and perish, that they may know that you, whose name alone is the Lord, are the Most High over all the earth. The highest is our Lord's return. He's called the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. Psalm 83 points to the time when Israel, when Isaiah 45:23 will be fulfilled. It says in Isaiah 45:23, to me every knee shall bow, every tongue shall swear allegiance. I want to share something that I see. It could be different, but that's how I can see it. We read the Antichrist making a treaty with Israel, that is in the Bible, with Israel, which he will break after 3.5 years. I believe that the present war with Hamas and Hezbollah and Houthi and others will not end before that time. It will continue until the Antichrist coming and making a treaty. He will guarantee Israel's safety. That is exactly what Israel desires. He will also allow them to build the temple next to the dome of the rock. After this time, he will set himself up on the temple, on the seat in the temple, and proclaim himself to be God. When the whole world will fight against Israel, which will be ended when Jesus Christ is coming back with power to rule here on earth. We have to observe the signs of the time and keep being watchful. Jesus warned us that the day will come when nobody expects him. He may come as a surprise to many people. Mark 13:37 says, "And what I say to you, I say to all, stay awake." Stay awake. Are you ready to meet the Lord? Look at what happens in this world. There are signs to make us alert that the rapture is very near. We know the devil is fighting against Israel. He wants to stop Jesus from coming back into Jerusalem, because the Bible says he will come. When he comes, he will be outside Jerusalem, and the devil tries to destroy that. That's why the fight against Israel is there. And the devil doesn't want people of Israel to be saved. But the devil tries without any chance, because he has been defeated and he will fail. But before that, the rapture will take place. And certainly, I want to be in a first flight to meet the Lord in the air. And while the war is going on, we will be celebrating a wedding in heaven. Praise God.